This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The media won't dare tell you the truth about the world you live in. It's a scary world. Leftism prevails on the outside. We live in a bubble of conservatism that, quite frankly, surrounds all this craziness, but this craziness is in hot spots, big media markets. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I spoke recently of mass shootings on this very show, and I noted that they only consider something a mass murder scene if four or more people die. And I wondered, why is that? Yeah, I mean, if two or more people die, it's a mass shooting. But it's four or more people. And it's convenient statistics when you decide that mass shootings fall into that category. Because black-on-black crime, almost wholly ignored by leftists and media, tends to fall in that category. Well, we had a mass shooting, and we had a mass murder, but nobody talked about it. Let me let you hear the clip.
Overnight deadly shootings in Virginia Beach, a night of violence in the city's oceanfront resort area, which is now an active crime scene. Overnight chaos in the streets of Virginia Beach. At least eight people shot and two killed across multiple crime scenes.
Emergency arrived. EMS is going to be sending multiple ambulances. If you can self-dispatch onto a call zone unit, please do that to help out.
Police say several people were shot at one location, with eight people taken to local hospitals with gunshot wounds.
While officers were actively working that crime scene, we had additional shots that were fired.
According to authorities, after more shootings just blocks away, a special operations officer shot and killed a male suspect after that suspect confronted police. That officer, a five-year veteran, is on administrative leave while the incident is investigated. WVEC reporter Allie Weatherton has details from the scene.
Dan, the Virginia Beach Police Department calls it a chaotic night. Investigators are still here combing through all of the evidence. The police chief said someone also hit a police officer with a car. That officer is expected to be okay. The Virginia Beach Police Chief said several people are currently in custody.
Out of curiosity, welcome back, by the way, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Out of curiosity, do you know the ethnicity of the perps, the people shooting, the victims, anything? Do you hear anything about that in that write-up, that news story? No, it wasn't a write-up. Well, let me answer for you. No. Two people are dead, eight wounded. And three separate shooting incidents. Well, I read the article, and as Paul Harvey would say, and now for the rest of the story. They were transported to local hospitals, I'm reading, with injuries ranging from serious to life-threatening. Police believe the shooting was preceded by a conflict that led to a physical fight. At some point during the physical altercation, several individuals produce firearms and begin shooting at each other, resulting in numerous people being wounded. This is according to the Virginia Beach Police Department. Three people have been charged in connection with the shooting. And now we get to the clues. Are you ready? You ready, white people? All right, here we go. Jari Adams, 22, of Chesapeake. Nyquez Tyron Baker, 18, of Virginia Beach, and Devon Maurice Dorsey Jr., 20, of Virginia Beach. They've each been charged with seven counts of felonious assault, use of a firearm in commission of a felony, and reckless handling of a firearm. And they're in custody. Now, this happened over the weekend. But you want to know why there's no discussion of this incident? Let me give you a hint. Jari, Devon, and Naquez. That's the reason. You want to know why there's no discussion of gun control over this? Because bringing up gun control here would invoke black leftist control. See, what the left doesn't want you to know is that most of these black kids, when you go to Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, Baltimore, etc., when you go to these towns, these big cities, the majority of these kids are packing. They have firearms. They have firearms that they've gotten illegally. Democrats need their thug element. Thus, the hush-hush nature of this crime scene. Let me put it another way. If this little scenario that we're dealing with right now were a bunch of bubbas, good old boys, shooting at each other on Virginia Beach, you could be guaranteed there would be a discussion about it. You remember the kid who had to sue CNN because the Indian guy came up to him and the kid did nothing? I don't remember his name. And they blew it out of proportion. And he got a massive lawsuit that's undisclosed, but he won't have to work a day in his life. Congratulations to him. By the way, congratulations to Project Veritas for winning their ability to sue the New York Times. I hope they get a fortune. Anyway, but can you imagine if it was a bunch of white guys that pulled out their weapons and started shooting each other? You think you're going to learn whether or not these guns are illegally obtained? Notice in the charges, nobody talked about the illegality of the firearms. Are all these firearms that were used in this crime legal? I'll bet you money none of them are. Doesn't matter. Let me ask you this question. Since when do leftists let a crisis go without a response? This is a gun control bonanza.
Oh, Jesus, if they didn't have guns, they wouldn't be able to do all that stuff out there, man. That was horrible.
Well, let me answer. When the crisis involves silly Negroes, the left doesn't want to say anything. They aren't going to do anything. They're not going to disrupt the gravy train. If you ask yourself, why is there still crime in all these major cities where black people are living in a war zone or in war zones? I just gave you the answer. Stay tuned, folks. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's a lot of stuff to discuss, folks. It seems very important. Georgia lied about President Trump. That statement's come out. People in Georgia. There was a knife attack in Canada nobody's talking about. You could probably guess why nobody's talking about it. People are mad because a pilot was flying over San Francisco and he called it a crap hole. That's the news. And there's a host of other things that are in the news. Did you know there are various apps for illegals to be able to navigate the United States illegally? Things like that. There's tons of stuff. And of course, there's all the big stuff. What the Democrats are doing to steal your money and a host of other things. But I'm going to talk to you about what I think is probably the most important. It's a topic that is just being, stealthily input in into our system, into our culture everywhere. And we warned against it. And this is why I hope you will continue to support us and expand it. Because I'm telling you, this thing called wokeism is so dangerous. Our military is getting woke under Biden. Our military. They got to address all these crazy things that have nothing to do with what a military is all about. Companies are getting woke under leftism. They're doing things that have nothing to do with running their businesses. I would love to have a country and compete against the United States right now. I would destroy this country. I would get people like us. I'd say, let's come together. You can't complain about being gay, LGBT. You can't complain about being black, woman, whatever, short, fat, ugly. All you can do is come into this new, let's call it Newlandia, and you have to perform. No complaints. We focus on product. We focus on the collective. Everything we can do to make our society better. The true utopia. And understanding that it isn't going to be utopia, but it'll be the closest thing to it. Because we're not going to complain. We're going to get it done. Let me tell you, wokeism, Coca-Cola telling its employees, don't talk about your whiteness. Listen, downplay your whiteness. It's intimidating to the other people. Let me tell you something, white folks. I'm not intimidated by you. I don't even think about being intimidated by you. I'm impressed by you at times. Other times, I'm concerned for you. Many times, I think you're kind of stupid. Going out and wanting to film the lions outside of the car? Sorry. Silly stuff. But most of the time, I just think of you as human beings, that, you know, fallible like all others, unworthy of the grace of God, as am I, yada, yada, yada. I don't look at you any differently. It's funny, I'll go places and it won't even strike me that I'm the only black dude there. I don't even think about it. I wish that there were so many people that felt that way. It's just crazy. The military got gay under Obama. We had to implement all these LGBTQ stuff, and we had to learn all the new pronouns and stuff like that. It's insane what we can fixate on in America because we're all supposed to be so woke. We have students dedicated to coming up with this kind of nonsense. You want to know why? Because they've never been through anything tough. America, wake up before wokeism kills this country. You cannot win with leftism. Bill Maher was talking about this. We cut the clip up just to, because, you know, he waited for pauses and there was too much clapping and all that. But and most of the time, this guy's a lunatic, but he gets it. He knew Trump would win. So did Michael Moore. Trump did win. But you know what Bill Maher really recognizes? He recognizes where this country's going. Neither he nor Michael Moore is going to ever admit they're blatantly wrong. But I promise you, he recognizes it. But here's him talking about wokeism as it pertains to China.
China sees a problem, and they fix it. They build a dam. We debate what to rename it. In San Francisco, it took 10 years just to get two bus lines through environmental review. The Big Dig, a tunnel in Boston, took 16 years. And don't get me started on my solar hookup. China once put up a 57-story skyscraper in 19 days. They demolished and rebuilt the San Yuan Bridge in Beijing in 43 hours. We binge watch, they binge build. When COVID hit Wuhan, the city built a quarantine center with 4,000 rooms in 10 days, and they barely had to use it because they quickly arrested the spread of the disease. They were back to throwing raves in swimming pools while we were stuck at home surfing the dark web for black market Charmin. We're not losing to China. We lost. The returns just haven't all come in yet. They made robots that check a kid's temperature and got their asses back in school. Most of our kids are still pretending to take Zoom classes while they watch TikTok and their brain cells slowly commit ritual suicide. There's a progressive trend now to sacrifice merit for equity. Colleges are chucking the SAT and ACT tests, and in New York, Mayor de Blasio announced merit would no longer decide who gets into the schools for advanced learners. but rather a lottery system. You think China's doing that, letting political correctness get in the way of nurturing their best and brightest? You think Chinese colleges are offering courses in the philosophy of Star Trek, the sociology of Seinfeld, and surviving the coming zombie apocalypse? Those are real, and so is China, and they are eating our lunch. And believe me, in an hour, they'll be hungry again.
There's a lot to unpack there. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. China builds a dam. We debate what to name it. So true. San Francisco, 2 years to decide on a bus line. The Big Dig, 16 years and billions of dollars. China builds a 57-story skyscraper in 19 days. That's even enough to make Donald Trump go, what? Trump talks about Operation Warp Speed. There's something to be said. They rebuilt a bridge in 48 hours. Tore it down and rebuilt it in 48 hours. Is that even enough time for the concrete to dry? Now we're talking about merit. We let people into schools based on, you know, not based on are you good, the best students, the top minds. Why? Because we're too woke. We don't want to tell some other people that you're not one of the top minds. These are real classes he was talking about, the sociology of Seinfeld, the philosophy of Star Trek, etc. We pay for kids to get taught that kind of nonsense. That's pathetic.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The young woman who shot the widely viewed cell phone video of former officer Derek Chauvin as he knelt on George Floyd's neck is taking the stand. 18-year-old Darnella Frazier sobbing as she testifies.
I heard George Floyd saying, I can't breathe, please get off of me. I can't breathe. He cried for his mom. He was in pain.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is charged with murder after kneeling on Floyd's neck during the arrest in May. Additional U.S. Customs and Border Patrol agents are reportedly being deployed to the southern border in response to the ongoing surge. More than 300 troops are being moved away from other sectors to help out, the surge being fueled by unaccompanied illegal migrant children and border resources being strained. This is USA Radio News. The Suez Canal is open again, but the impact of the Ever Given saga will be felt for some time.
The impact of the Suez Canal blockage will be felt for months to come. Captain Andrew Kinsey warned CNBC viewers on Monday.
See, a fascinating thing about this is that the container ships carry manufactured goods, but they also carry pieces of manufactured goods. Microchips right now in car production is one of the key things that we're seeing a global shortage of. That's impacting everything from video games to cars.
The Ever Given, the 220,000-ton megaship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly 6 days, was freed on Monday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today marks the 40th anniversary of the assassination attempt on President Ronald Reagan. The Reagan Library, planning to commemorate the fateful day with a virtual event featuring people who were outside the Washington Hilton Hotel when John Hinckley fired at the president. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Traveling has made me a racism connoisseur, if you will. You know, it's different from region to region. Anyone ever been down south? So you guys know what I'm talking about. And the racism down there is just perfect. Due to a perfection. It's comfortable. It's out in the open. There are no secrets in Mississippi. Everybody knows the deal. Morning, sir. Morning, sir. Not up here. You hit the big cities, man. It's different. It's always a secret. And we should do like them. We should keep our down open, then a little. I mean, with limits. You don't want to say whatever comes to your mind. That might be a little much. White dude be walking down the street, minding his business, and brother walk up to him, hello. You white oppressor, you slave master rapist of Africa. Why, hello, my thick lip spear chucking friend. Touché,
honky. Open racism. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Open racism. If you even defend that you're not a racist nowadays, it makes you more racist in the eyes of leftists. This story is going to blow your mind. You may have heard it. I doubt it because it's not like a mainstream story, but I saw this and went, wow. Let me just say this to you white folks listening to the program. You may be self-sufficient. You've got your money in the bank and all that. What's going to happen to your kids if they have to deal with the racism I'm about to talk to you about and what I speak about routinely on this program? The open racism against white folks that, quite frankly, is uncalled for. In a civilized society, we would be calling this what it is. But we are no longer civilized. A small group of people now run this country, and they don't care what they don't care about logic and reasoning. They don't care about our history of overcoming all the various things that they complain about that they themselves implemented. The very racists among us are the Democrats. And nothing's changed. Anyway, this story was in the, I mean, it was all over, but it was in the New York Post. The editor-in-chief of the prestigious Journal of the American Medical Association has been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of a probe. Apparently, there was a controversial podcast, and it wasn't even heard right away. This podcast was back in February. And what this guy had the nerve to do was to deny structural racism in healthcare. And critics blasted this podcast as racist, labeled him as a racist. He's on administrative leave, and let's just put it real bluntly, people. He is part of cancel culture now, and his life, as he know it, has changed forever. The American Medical Association's Joint Oversight Committee announced that Dr. Howard Boschner would be replaced by an interim editor. Now, this doctor is probably eminently qualified to be the editor of JAMA. Here's what they go on to say. The decision to place the editor-in-chief on administrative leave neither implicates nor exonerates individuals and is standard operating procedure for such investigations. I want to remind you, this is an investigation of a man's opinion that there is no structural racism in medicine. Doctors abide by the Hippocratic Code, most of them. Thou shalt do no harm. Dr. Edward Livingston, the host of the podcast, already resigned as deputy editor of JAMA after he and the journal faced significant backlash over the February episode. Livingston, who is white, said during the podcast, oh, I thought it was Howard Boschner. Oh, Boschner's replacing the guy. I apologize. It says, structural racism is an unfortunate term. Personally, I think taking racism out of the conversation will help. Many of us are offended by the concept that we are racist. Wow. He's saying, look, I'm not a racist. I think that having a discussion about racism as some sort of structural element in the work that we do is counterproductive. That is an amazing opinion. That's a great insight. They should be looking for more doctors like him. Instead, they want people like him to say, oh, yeah, you know there's structural racism. Oh, yeah. We are totally unfair to black folks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We discriminate. Absolutely. I'd like to know how. I did a KEF talk on this. I hope you go visit it at YouTube or on Rumble. I'll give you a little bit more insight. It says this. The podcast audio has already been deleted from JAMA's website and replaced with a statement from Boschner in which he said comments in the podcast, which also featured Dr. Mitch Katz, were inaccurate, offensive, hurtful, and inconsistent with the standards of JAMA. We should all be sending a note to JAMA right now on this very issue, saying that Dr. Livingston was correct and that he should be reinstated. See, this is one of these areas where the collective... We could cancel culture. Why aren't we doing that? Well, my team is. We're asking you guys to send a letter to JAMA. I want to recount what he said. Inaccurate, offensive, hurtful, and inconsistent with the standards of JAMA. Wow, so they're admitting that they have institutional racism. Well, then you need to be paying reparations. Every doctor who stands behind JAMA needs to pay reparations. Because, see, let me tell you something. I found nothing inaccurate about it, nothing offensive, nothing hurtful. It may be inconsistent, but that just means your standards are off. He added, racism and structural racism exist in the U.S. and in healthcare. After careful consideration, I determined that the harms caused by the podcast outweighed any reason for the podcast to remain available on the JAMA network. I once again apologize for the harms caused by this podcast and the tweet about the podcast. We are instituting changes that will address and prevent such failures from happening again. What a piece of crap little... Look, folks, this is what the snowflake generation creates. If you want to be... I would never, let me put it this way. I would never allow my kids or my posterity to apologize for who they are. Never. If you think you're going to get an apology out of my kids for who they are, you better wait on the next generation, because this generation is not apologizing. Unbelievable. Also deleted from the site was a JAMA tweet promoting the podcast that said this: no physician is racist. So how can there be structural racism in healthcare? An explanation of the idea by Doctors for Doctors in this user-friendly podcast. These guys are saying, look, if I was working with racists, I would know it and I would tell you. It's a highly regulated industry. You may be working with what they call them, these angels of death. You know, there are people that... there are bad doctors. They can't get hospital privileges and things like this. There are, as I said, there's a lot of that type of stuff. But systematic racism, the systematic racism I know is practiced by black folks. And you want to know what it is? I'll give you a little tip of what I said in the Kev talk. It's black people being afraid to go to the doctor. Not because the doctor is a racist, but because black folks don't want to know what's wrong with them. Institutional racism. So let me ask you this, for the people listening to this program, where do you think they're going to end this? What do you think? Unbelievable. If you think this is going to end nicely for white folks, you're out of your mind. They are, with Biden in office and Harris as his number two, they are going to push this race issue until they push us into a civil war. That's where this is headed. That's where they want it to go, believe it or not. Get ahead of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's no excuse for hatred. Mel Gibson said he said anti-Semitic things because he was drunk. I've been drunk. But I've never been like, dude, I think those beers are kicking in. How can you tell? Kind of starting to hate the Jews. Have you ever looked at your buddy and said, hey, man, are you cool to drive? Yeah. What do you think of the Jews? They may have started all the wars. Give me your keys, dude. Give me your keys.
But some people hear my jokes and they're like, you know what? You're making things too simplistic. Race is a complicated issue. It's not like you're saying there's different kinds of racists. There's different kinds. I don't know if that's really true. I think there's maybe two. There's racists with mustaches. And there's racists without mustaches. Those are the two. Those are the two kinds. And they're just as racist. They just express it differently. Like, mustache racists are bold. They're like, get out of my town! Whereas racists without mustaches are more like, I don't know if we should hire Kevin. Thank you.
oh, man, come on, hire me. I was thinking the other day, by the way, welcome. It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hire Kevin. Hire Kevin now. He needs the money. I don't need the work, but I need the money. Oh, man, I'm just kidding. I'm doing fine. Thank you, guys. I mean, don't misunderstand me. We could always use your help. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and hit the duckies. Oh, you know what? So I have my assistant, Miranda, working on recurring donors. We have people that will give us $25 or whatever. And I go, look, no offense to the $25, but you know what I'd rather you do? Give me $2 a month. When we don't know when we get money, it's tough to determine what you can work on. We have projects that are defined. Critical race theory, pushing back on that stuff, and writing a whole curriculum. We developed a curriculum. This thing, hundreds of thousands of dollars went in development of this curriculum. Some of the money we fronted, some of it, the people that did it, we're all betting on the idea that we can, you know, monetize it at some point. But right now, we're giving it away. We're hoping to find a very wealthy benefactor who will look at this project. But let me tell you, there are some really amazing companies looking at this going, this is better than we can do. Well, we know that. We don't do anything half, but we do it fully. Go look at the videos we produce for Heritage and others. They're stellar work. Anyway, glad you guys do support us in whatever way. And I don't make any bones about what you can do. I don't know whether I have super wealthy people listening out there, probably not as many as I'd like, or average Joes that are out there that listen and say, Kevin, we love what you do. If you're an average Joe and you love what we do and you got a coffee habit that you can break and you want to send $5 a month, I know it doesn't sound like much, but let me tell you, a few thousand of you guys doing that and we can launch amazing projects, and we're starting to. I mean, we've been doing it for a long time, but we've really refined it. So kick in, man, or don't. Enjoy the show and do the little things, because that matters too. I promise you it does. Anyway, I was talking about the Journal for American Medical Association and the racism associated with that particular group. We apologize for not admitting that we've been racist in healthcare, and I'm waiting for the JAMA to tell us what they did that's so racist against black people. We denied black people service when y'all came in. If you want to tell me, hey, Kevin, we were part of the Tuskegee Institute, what do they call it? The Tuskegee Experiment. Thank you. That's why you have producers. And we gave black men syphilis back in the day, and we knew about it. Then apologize and, you know, give some recompense to their families, and we'll go from there. But or if there's some institutional racism I'm not aware of, because I'm going to tell you, my mom went to the doctor and I was born. I had four sons that went to the doctor. I had no problem getting in. They didn't say colored people going through the back or anything. Went right in through the front, delivered the babies. The nurses and doctors all seemed pretty cool. They weren't yelling racial epithets at me. They was just like, hey, congratulations on your sons. So I don't get it. I'd love for the medical field to tell me what you've done to offend me. I want to be offended with the other black people. Show me. The Postmillennial wrote this. Two doctors in Boston have called for the allocation of medical resources to be done on the basis of race. I wanted to call this segment On the Basis of Race. What if you grocery shop on the basis of race? You remember the thing we talked about where they list the racial content of the products you buy? Would you want to grocery shop on the basis of race? Let me tell you what I shop on. If one of my friends says, Kevin, we just launched a new product. I have a friend. She launched a new product. I mean, it's not new anymore. She launched a product in grocery stores. I said, when is it in my grocery stores? She says, I'm not there yet. I said, when they get to my store, let me know, and I'll go buy some. And I'll tell all my friends to buy some. And she's a white chick with a Hispanic boyfriend, but with lots of black friends, if that helps. But I was like, I'm going to support you. And I did. I got her on Fox News so she could promote her product. But I didn't do it because of her race or whatever. I did it because we were friends. If somebody tells you, oh, man, you got to go try this burger. I don't go, I'd like to go try, but hold on a minute. Is the burger joint owned by a black man or not? No, Kevin, it's a Latino guy. I can't go. Sorry. Why are you even bringing this up to me? Stupid. Do you care? Let me ask you, hey, I got a question for the black people that want us to do things by color. What TV do you own? What car do you drive? Is it a Ford? Is it a Chrysler? I don't know if the closest name of an automobile that sounds ethnic to me is the Tiguan, the Volkswagen. Oh, by the way, if you drive a Volkswagen, you do know that was a Nazi car, right? Two doctors want to do medical resources on the basis of race. Writing in the Boston Review, they call the implementation of standards that would show racial preference to patients. This would be in addition to federal reparations. Do they want black people just running to the hospital? Listen, I got a little pimple right here. Could you take that off and bring it with a check, please? This is insane. Forget their names. It's a man and a woman. They teach at Harvard Medical School. They wrote that their mission was to, quote, comprehensively confront structural racism. Now, let me tell you what they're really doing. Let me tell you what these doctors at Harvard Medical School are doing. They want to appear to be more woke than the doctors at Harvard Medical School who are better than they are. See, if you're good at what you do, you don't need this ruse. Really? Comprehensively confront structural racism. They don't say comprehensively change. They want to confront the structural racism. Federal reparations, they write, are only the beginning of addressing structural racism, which they define as, in their context as ability to pay, inequities in uninsurance and insurance type, employment status, institutional racism, persistent housing inequality and racial segregation, redlining, blockbusting, and contract buying, and wealth inequality. Yeah, because that's what all doctors are concerned with, right? I have a very good idea. If you want to do that, why don't you go into a historically underdeveloped area of the country or the world and give away your services? It's that simple. But they're going to change it because, see, this Indian guy, Brem Wepelwi, and Dr. Michelle Morse, a white chick, they know the structural racism that's in place. How do I know that they know? Well, I did mention they go to Harvard, right? They're obviously more brilliant than any of us. They haven't dealt with the, quote, structural racism. In fact, last time I checked, if their names weren't Shaniqua and Jaquan, they're part of the problem. So now they want a virtue signal and say, no, we're going to solve the problem. Look at what we're doing that our peers aren't doing. Look at us. Hey. Don't look at us for our medical credentials and what we bring to Harvard Medical School. Because, see, I think that's why Harvard would have brought them in. But now the new Harvard, the new Ivy League is, how woke can you be? Unbelievable. I preach on this stuff to you guys because I want you to understand how pervasive it's become. And if you allow it to continue, you won't recognize this world in a few years.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.